you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
When making the transition to tertiary education, one of the biggest hurdles is access to funding. On this week's Career Talk, we tell you how the Students Loan Bureau is making it easier to access funding for specific areas of study. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The government of Jamaica has been on a mission to get more persons to pursue studies in areas critical to national development. This will make more human resources available to grow specific sectors of the economy.
And I think as we go forward in considering our funding model for higher education, quite frankly, we will have to align funds with areas in which there is a clear need in the country. And more importantly, that our students can leave tertiary education and be employed or go forward and establish their own form of employment. That for us is very important. And we have been saying to our tertiary institutions that they will have to now have an assessment of every program that they offer and see how it ties in to the government priorities and to the government's growth agenda in relation to how we will fund same.
State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. So, with the government's efforts to align tertiary-level courses with national development, the Students Loan Bureau began offering discounted rates to students pursuing courses in agriculture studies, engineering, information technology, and maritime and logistics studies. As a result, the SLB is reporting a 47% increase in loan applications for these courses. The SLB discounted the interest rates on the subject areas to 6% interest on the reducing balance, since the start of the 2017-18 academic year.
For the areas being incentivized, we note that for the year 17-18, we received 2,700 applications of the approximately 14,000. And this is an increase from the 1,800 that we got in 16-17. So we see that there's an increase in these areas because persons are doing the assessment and they recognize that upon graduation, the probability of being employed is heightened.
Executive Director of the Students Loan Bureau, Monica Brown. The discounts are intended to incentivize students to select courses regarded as priority programs rather than those commonly chosen by their peers, which are often oversubscribed. In addition to the reduced interest rates, the SLB has rolled out a new program called Pay As You Study. The loan is available for persons pursuing undergraduate degree programs.
It can be accessed by a parent, a relative, whoever is able to pay monthly by salary deduction. The interest rate has been reduced to 6%, and it makes the monthly payments very affordable. So, for example, for somebody pursuing studies in maybe business, social sciences, the fee is about $270,000 for the year. The monthly payment for that loan under the PSU study facility is under $4,000 per month.
The repayment period for the loan is up to 7 years, and persons can opt to take a loan for each year of study.
So if there's a balance at the end of the year that is rolled into the subsequent borrowing, so you start at $4,000 in year one, approximately. In year two, it may go up to $5,000, depending on how much you borrow. But it's a very flexible loan facility, and it's an opportunity for persons who do not want, at the end of studies, for their child, their student, to be burdened with a big loan.
Executive Director of the Students Loan Bureau, Monica Brown. For more information about the new loan facilities, call the SLB at 619-4752. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.